This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Ooh, hey, there you go. Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Presenting LaBelle Crawford tonight through the weekend. By the way, when you get there, it really is him. We talked about this before. The guy lost 160 pounds. From the last time we saw him to when he was up here yesterday, totally different looking dude.
Yep.
Totally different looking guy. Except that his belt now is like 9 feet long, just flapping in the like a dog's tongue hanging out of a car window. So you might want to get a new belt, dude.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Spot on. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. The Funny Bone is in Virginia Beach's town center, so log on to funnybone.com for more information. Item number one comes to us from Alberg, Vermont. Never heard of it. A Vermont man now is denying charges that he sprayed liquid manure on a marked U.S. Customs car after confronting an agent about why he wasn't doing more to arrest people that are in this country illegally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
That escalated quickly.
Yes, it did. A 53-year-old Mark Johnson pleaded not guilty to state charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault of a law enforcement officer with fluids. He declined comment afterwards. Border Patrol agent said in court documents that Johnson sprayed the car after a profanity-laced tirade that took place just south of the Canadian border there in Vermont. Johnson said on Wednesday he asked the agent why he wasn't doing more to arrest people that are in the United States illegally.
All these Canadians sneaking in?
Yes, apparently so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yes. Johnson said he didn't know that the agent's car was nearby when he turned on his manure spreader. So, it's a farm tool. It's meant to do this. That's a beautiful vehicle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
Look at
is
that.
Hubbard.
Liquid manure.
Yeah.
Liquefied.
I think he could have got away with it if he hadn't confronted the guy.
Yeah.
He might have been able to say, I'm malfunction, I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
But he had just screamed at this guy.
Yeah. Oh, so
and then it happens.
So you're talking to him, but you don't realize his car would be nearby.
Yeah.
Correct. I got you. Okay. He just walked there.
I know when I hose something down with manure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give any warning. I don't say anything to anybody. So I can say, I'm sorry.
Manure is a dish best served surprisingly.
Yes.
And
running.
Say, yeah. Manure up.
He was just trying to fertilize it.
Oh, I got $2. He's trying to grow another car, right?
All right. That's item number one.
Item number two. Some parents are upset after a school email directed their kids to an extremely graphic porn site.
Oh, man. School email.
Yeah. Apparently it was a typo. The school has apologized to parents for the email blunder.
Uh-huh.
It all began when the school sent out a mass email for an upcoming breakfast during which a sports star, now this is in Australia, Brendan Goddard and Brian Lake.
Oh, my gosh. I have no
idea.
Rugby, soccer, I don't know.
Perhaps. They were scheduled to speak to students. The email directs the 11-year-old students to sign up for the event by clicking the link. And they're all going to want to because it's, you know, these big sports stars.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right.
Well, for some reason, a letter was missing. Oh, dude, it's one letter off.
Oh, no.
Instead of sending kids to the sign-up page, they were taken to the porno site.
Uh-oh.
The site contains hundreds of extremely graphic videos. The 11-year-olds have the best day of their lives.
I have it here in my favorites.
Yeah.
After learning about the blunder, the school urged students not to click the link in the email, which then caused more of them to do it. Yeah. The warning prompted them to check the porn site out, it says. Officials of the school said that they were in the process of deleting the link from the students' email accounts.
Yeah.
The school said that counselors were available for anyone affected by the porn site.
We have to have counseling. We have to have counseling.
And this is like some elite school in Melbourne, too.
That's really?
$25,000 a year in tuition fees.
Oh, my.
For 11-year-olds.
Woo!
So.
That's the big dollars.
And if you're paying that much, you got to be angry that there's any typo in anything.
Yeah. Good point. For that kind of money, can't we read these things twice?
Yep.
No.
Good point.
Like, what word was off by one letter?
Well, you know? We were going to send the kids to Corn Hub so they could learn about corn.
Corn Hub.
Yes.
Corn Hub. Ah, of course. That's good, man. That's good.
It's like that Harry Potter, Harry whatever, something else, or website that went around.
Yeah. Well, we were learning about medicine, so I sent them to MedTube.
All right, finally this. This is a little spicy, like the last one, but we figured your kids are in school by now. Better be. People driving their cars in Canada, where everyone is extremely polite. Many people called police after seeing a man using one hand to steer the car and the other one to pleasure himself. Just a straight-ahead stupid news story.
Do you really need both hands to drive?
Yeah.
Ten and two. Or is it 3 and 9 now? I don't know.
If I'm driving down the road on the highway, I'm not using both hands.
I think you go 12 and 6. Yeah. Woo! Yay! Yeah! Yeah! 26-year-old Theodore Ware of Nova Scotia, Canada, was charged with one count each of committing an indecent act and breach of probation.
Uh-oh. Should have been charged with carjacking.
Second offender.
Nice. Yeah. Winner. Fits well for the win.
Thank
carjacking.
You. Thank you. I'm on my game today. I think it's the chicken from Wild Wing.
I think you're right.
So thank you.
Yeah. We need to make them bring this every day, then.
Yeah right?
Yeah. What are you saying?
Until it's no longer lucky. Breach of probation and some other bation. The first call that they received to the police department was from a woman. She told police she spotted the man exposing himself and pleasuring himself while driving. He just loves driving. The woman immediately pulled over and took down the man's license plate number. Yeah. Responsible citizen.
That really is, yeah.
She then called police,
gave them a description.
Or Nosy
Budinsky.
Yeah, could be.
Just let him drive away.
Second call came from a man who saw the man pleasuring himself while he was... What? Oh, while he was pulled up next to him at a stoplight.
Hey, how's it going? What are
just,
you up to,
just
man?
Furiously going after it.
Check this out. Look what I'm doing over here.
Yeah. Officers searched the area. They later found the vehicle unoccupied in a parking lot. The man was then located and arrested.
Yes. A sock.
And a love note.
A sock.
A sock on the street.
That's probably what happened.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
We recovered a men's crew sock.
Yeah, I hope it was your final interior.
It'd been like
an
ankle crew sock.
Yeah, eh? Yeah. There you go. You're going to need the sock. Winter's coming. Yeah. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call it
stupid news.